You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
All right. So I am here with Lane Call. She's a certified divorce coach. Say hello, Lane.
Hi, it's good to see you.
All right. What I'll do is I'm going to start off with your bio, and then you know, we'll start talking about your practice.
Sure.
So as a certified divorce coach, Lane understands that life is complicated and full of transition, especially with a divorce. Her coaching practice, Now and Then Coaching, specializes in helping divorcing clients move from their overwhelming state of anxiety, confusion, and uncertainty to the creation of their next chapter of life with renewed confidence, happiness, and peace of mind. Lane's master's degree in human resources and years of working in HR at Global Cosmetics HQ has given her a strong foundation in employee relations, coaching, career coaching, performance development, communication, change management, and training. So that's awesome. I got a question for you, because with your human resource, when folks are going in the workforce that are going through a divorce, is it noticeable in their performance?
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. That's one of the things that I heard most often. People are going through some sort of breakup, divorce, separation, and so forth. They immediately bring it to the workplace. And that shows up and manifests itself in many ways, such as, again, absenteeism, sick leave issues. You've also got presenteeism issues. When someone is physically there at work, their body's there, obviously their mind is not quite on the duties of the responsibility of the job. So instead, you have a lot of mistakes, errors, omissions, rework that's necessary. There's a lot of emotional things they bring to the table, understandably.
So, I mean, you have an incredible background. And so what was it that got you over to divorce coaching?
Right. Well, basically, it's my own divorce. After managing that several years ago, I thought there's got to be a better way. I think that's probably something that resonates with most people. After you are done with that, you emerge from the divorce. You're legally divorced with a piece of paper, but then you realize there's so much more to it, all the non-legal pieces that you need to manage through and navigate that. So I thought there's got to be a better way for me to help other women who are traveling down that same path behind me, give them a lifeline and help them understand all the resources and things out there to tap into as they're going through their journey.
Yeah. So when someone's going through a divorce, you know, they think of a divorce coach and they're like, well, you know, I got a coach for working out or what have you. Divorce, why would I need one? I'm just going to just move out of the house and take all my stuff and I'll go call an attorney and we'll get this thing done. Right. It's that simple, right?
So they say. It's not. The effective use of resources and experts makes more sense if you actually have a divorce coach, a certified divorce coach in your team. And then, as you know, all the experts that they need to do to actually add on the experts on their team so that they're not going to their attorney for non-legal issues. The attorneys aren't trained in non-legal issues. They're not dealing with the emotions and the problems, the financial aspects, all the different kind of pieces that you don't want to have your resources at quite a large dollar amount for retainer and so forth, and a per hourly rate going to your attorney for things that are non-legal issues. So it makes more sense to have someone to help you assemble that team of experts and to figure out where you need to go. And that's just from contemplation through the actual marital settlement agreement being stamped. At that point, obviously my clients, the real work begins for them, because they've got to figure out how to pick themselves back up, how to reinvent and reboot. And to me, that's that sweet spot, to be able to help women as they're going along through their journey and say, okay, you may be divorced now, but now let's work on rebooting, reinventing, getting you back in the workforce, perhaps getting you back in the dating field after you've done some introspective work first. But doing those kinds of things and really investing in yourself, picking up your sense of self-worth and your self-confidence that's often in the toilet by now, after they've gone through such a traumatic event.
So let's say they don't know what to do. They're still living at home and they just don't know what to do. Is any like heads up advice that you would give them, like just trying to figure it all out?
Absolutely. I always tell people the first phone call they should make should be to a certified divorce coach to help them figure out whether it's contemplating divorce or they're separating, how to do that, how to make it more effective for their children and their families, keeping that intact and keeping the children the first and foremost common ground between you and your spouse, and to make sure it's a basically instead of a divorce-centered childhood, you keep it a childhood, you know, centered divorce where the children are at the center and focal point of everything you do. So we have those kind of phone calls to say, okay, let's look at the certified divorce financial analyst, or as you know, the CDLPs, the CD certified divorce lending professionals, or the CDREs, the realtors that also are specialized in that. Also, additionally, we have special needs consultants that are fabulous resources to use if you have a special needs child. You need to look at certain things like trusts and ABLE accounts and things and emancipation. There's a lot of different issues there too with those children. So in order to do the best thing to protect yourself, your assets, your family, and specifically your children, it's important to make sure you have all those experts on your team. And there's so many free resources out there, as you know, free consults with people. There's also free resources, podcasts, webinars, seminars, workshops. There's so much out there, group support that you can get for free to help someone going through this whole journey.
So would you be able to help them pick an attorney, pick a, say, a financial advisor?
Right. The decision making is theirs. Exactly. But I will help advise them and refer them out. I kind of call it my golden Rolodex with all the different partnerships and connections that I have in different parts of the industry of divorce. It makes sense for me to help them find that right mediator and say, here's two or three that I think are really great. Or here's a special needs consultant that specializes in the financial planning and retirement planning piece of this. There's a lot of different individuals that I have that I can kind of help them with referrals. And so I will give those to my clients and say, you vet them. You need to meet with as many people as you can and really understand, right? Does that meet their, does their approach meet your style? Are you guys on the same page? Does that make sense how to assemble your team? Because the client needs to be always in the driver's seat. And I tell that to my clients too. I'm a coach. I'm not an advisor. I'm not going to give you any advice. But you will have to look at the different paths and avenues we look at. It's my job to illuminate some of those options and paths for you. And as we work through that together, you're in the driver's seat. We'll discuss how does that look for you. Certainly in your industry, many women emotionally think, I want the house, I want the house, I'm asking for the house. Right. But then it comes down to it. Emotionally, you can understand where they are and where they're coming from. But does that make sense financially? And that's where you guys come in the picture too.
Right, because you got to see where it looks like on a monthly basis. This is really what it's going to. Every month, you're going to be obligated to these payments, and are you okay with that?
Right. Can you buy out your spouse? You come to the bargaining table, negotiation table. Do you buy out your spouse? Can he buy you out? Can you refinance even on your own at some point based on your situation? You've been out of the workforce, let's say, for 20 years. There's so many different components to that, making a good, sound, rational decision. That at the time, it's a knee-jerk response to the emotion when someone says, oh, I want the house. So,
yeah, of course. Now, do you have a case that impacted you the most, something that really sticks out?
I wouldn't say one specific case. I'd say several of them have been very impactful for me to see different pieces of their cases. And to me, it's the paycheck of the heart. When you see a woman who's emerging from that long-term marriage, 25 years marriage, and she's been a stay-at-home mom and her kids are grown, so empty nest. And to see her a short time later, let's say even months or maybe a year, year and a half later, she's already thriving and she's already having a fulfilling life and noticing the peace of mind she has and that she can breathe easier. She's not walking on eggshells. And to see her thriving is amazing. And she's found and rediscovered her sense of self-worth. And that's beautiful to see it kind of come full circle too, because oftentimes those same women, I'll see them and they're giving their insights and key learnings along the way to other women that are coming behind them, their girlfriends, their family members and cousins and so forth. And to share those kind of learnings, I love seeing the full circle story. And to me, that's very fulfilling.
No, that's awesome. I see that as well. I see folks coming in, women coming in and they just look drawn out. And then couple years later, I see him again, and it's like a total different person. It's like, those are my heroes.
Definitely. Absolutely. You will see that. Literally a physical manifestation, a difference, a metamorphosis of that person.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would be the best way for someone to get a hold of you if they needed your services or even just to talk initially?
Sure. Sure. NowandThenCoaching.com is my website. You can also jump on there and go straight to my calendar and book a free consult. That is also at NowandThenCoaching.com/book appointment. And that way we can go ahead and sit down and talk about your individual situation. Absolutely.
And they can reach out to you no matter what stage they are in their divorce?
Absolutely. Contemplating, thinking about it just a little bit, or not sure if their marriage is really working. And obviously, marriage counselors are those things that I also would refer out to other people for. I'm not a marriage counselor, but there's things that I can help them kind of sort through their feelings, their emotions, their needs. How are they in their marriage? What are they missing? What are they craving in their life? And that's why I do a lot of that, like I said, from contemplation through the process of divorce, getting them ready for their meetings with their attorneys, doing really showing up more as a credible client for their attorneys, helping them with the financial affidavit pieces, the budgeting pieces, and so forth. And then again, referring them out to other individuals they may need as they go through the negotiation process with their spouse to become an ex-spouse. And then my favorite part really is helping those women once the marital settlement agreement is signed, the ink is just dry. That's where the real work, I think, starts. And so that is where I think it's amazing to see these women coming full circle and rediscovering who they are and rebooting you 2.0, basically.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. And any final thought?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, what I tell my clients all the time is give yourself grace, give yourself self-compassion. Don't hold yourself to unreasonable standards because it's a very difficult journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And so make sure you're practicing self-care techniques and self-love, and you'll make it the other side. You absolutely will.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you've been inspiring, Lane. Absolutely. This has been great.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You have. And have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.